Unfocused.
Good morning. I'm AJ Twist.
I'm T.
This is Unfocused Podcast, episode 274.
Oh, 274.
Right? Yes, it is.
Episode 274 is...
It's Nuzleaf.
Nuzleaf! Hold on.
Well, we find out what type of Pokemon Nuzleaf is. This is a podcast about all the comic book stuff, all the gaming stuff, all the nerd stuff. You want that stuff? This is where you come.
And Nuzleaf is the wily Pokemon.
The what?
The wily Pokemon.
What the fuck's a wily?
Wily means like, you know, crazy and hard to deal with and wild and shit, you know?
Okay.
It's weird. I didn't. That's an interesting pick for his name.
Fine.
So yeah, 274, the wily Pokemon.
Okay. All right. We're about to get wily all up in here.
Yeah, I guess we are. Look at that mask. Does that face not say wily to you? Look at him.
I guess, yeah.
All right, well, anyway. Yeah, you have to Google that, Pokemon 274, if you want to see what we mean. He looks wily.
Well, it showed up on the screen if you saw it, you know, 10 seconds ago.
All right. Usually we start this show off with our Unfocused Weeks. You want to?
Yeah. Don't forget, we're live on twitch.tv/closure28 or on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
Like, comment, subscribe, please.
But yeah, as far as I've been doing, chilling, played some Soul Calibur. I lost a hammer, but that was expected because I didn't play too much. I was playing a lot of Pokemon, Sword or Shield, whatever I have. I think I have Sword, because I had that new expansion and I haven't really touched it. And the other night I was like, you know what? Oh, I've been watching some people play Pokemon on YouTube and stuff like that. They're doing like tournaments and stuff like that. So sounds like an excuse. Tai Chi's up in here. So yeah, I was playing Pokemon, just going through that new content, the new DLC stuff. I don't think I'm done with it yet. I heard it's really short. I feel like I'm halfway done with it by this point. But there's like this, you know, some trial missions to go do. Go find this thing, go chase this thing down, bring it back, and then had a battle with somebody. Got a new Pokemon, got that new Kubfu Pokemon. He seems I haven't used him yet. He's on my team now. I got a Bulbasaur, though. In the beginning, they also offered...
Where you find a Bulbasaur?
Right. Yeah, the dude in the storyline, he's like, oh, yeah, before we start your missions, you know, here, why don't you choose one of these Pokemons? And he showed me a Bulbasaur and a Squirtle. So I was like, fuck you, Squirtle. Give me that Bulbasaur, you know? That's how I do. and then he can G-Max, which is cool. I'm not sure how to make someone be able to G-Max, but that Bulbasaur is G-Maxable, which is cool. That means I can get that crazy-looking Venusaur when I Dynamax it. So that's cool. So Sunday, I didn't get to play a lot of Soul Calibur a lot because I was working on this behemoth. Maybe that's what I should call it, the behemoth.
Damn, that's the code name for it?
Want to hold it? Tell me it's not Jesus. Behemoth
weight. Damn, I could get fucking strong by using this thing.
I think so too, yeah. This is a new arcade stick I threw together real quick. So it slides out as I want it to. And the reason why it's so heavy is because it actually has drawer rails in it. So the shit you would use for an actual drawer is what I use to fucking make this thing slide in and out and shit like that.
You're a beast.
It's fucking heavy because of those rails, so I'm not going to do that shit again.
Maybe you can put it on a string with wheels on the bottom. You can just roll it around.
Maybe I could do that. And then the wiring, yeah, needs some work. Yeah, it's a lot to be desired here. So this is something that I'll be working on. I want to cut out a lot of the wires. I remember I was working on that circuit board shit. So I'm going to probably implement that into this thing now. So there's no wires in it or just very less wires. So that's kind of the excuse. But yeah, Sunday, I just threw this together. Woke up in the morning and started chopping shit down and throwing shit together. So that's what I've been working on here.
All right. That about it for your Unfocused Week? How's that Lego? How's that Nintendo Lego been coming?
I don't know. I'm not ready for that.
How's the TV, man?
Not ready for that
shit. All right, cool. All right, so that's it for your Unfocused Week?
Yeah.
All right, for mine, let's see. I read the last part of X-Men versus Fantastic Four, which was really cool. I'm very interested in that. I was very interested in that. The ending was great. And, there was no clear winner at the end, but, you know, the story was told, and the story was really good that was attached to it.
Story was told.
Yeah, like, you know, it wasn't really about Fantastic Four versus X-Men. That's just something that kind of happened as a result of what was going on in the story. So it's kind
of... That's how I felt about Game of Thrones. You know, at the end of it, the story was told, you know.
Not well, but yeah, it was told. You're right. You did not lie.
That's going to be my excuse for everything now.
The story was told.
Yeah.
That's horrible. But yeah, what was I even talking about? You made me forget after saying that.
Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four versus X-Men, yeah. It was great. And it was funny because at the very end, Dr. Doom gave this allegory. I didn't realize this is how he felt about things. But he was like, because you know, in the Marvel world, X-Men are the Homo Superior. And they're like, yeah, maybe we're supposed to be the next phase in evolution. Mm. And humans are going to go extinct, right?
Right.
And Dr. Doom's like, no, mutants are an obstacle for humanity to survive against.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's like, eventually, like, if we can defeat mutants, because they're obviously way more powerful than us, he's like, we can defeat them through intelligence, then we will be the fucking... The ultimate species. He's like, on top of that, if you don't have Doom in your species, you're fucked anyway. And I was like, wow. Doom. He didn't say you're fucked. I'm paraphrasing
yeah.
here.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, if you don't have Doom, then like, what do you have? You know, basically. He's like, so I'm like, damn.
That was real talk, though.
I'm like, damn, bro. Like, okay, I didn't know you felt that way about all this. That's very interesting.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's kind of a cool context to think about maybe the future for the Marvel Universe because, you know, everyone's going to have opinions about mutants when they come up. They're going to be the most important problem.
Yeah. That should be the new criteria, though, for having a good species.
Right.
Doom.
Yeah. Doom. That'd be funny as fuck. So, yeah. Red Fantastic Four versus X-Men. I saw this old school movie called Wolf with Jack Nicholson in it. And I'm like, man, I swear he looks straight up like Wolverine throughout this whole movie. It's like a horror drama or whatever in it. It was okay. It was pretty boring through most of it, but the story
was told
basically. But you know, the werewolf stuff was really cool though. But the movie was just like, it was kind of whack. I saw another movie that I was hoping was going to be scarier than that, and that was whack too. It was called Antebellum. It's a new one.
Oh, it was just, whack too. Okay.
Yeah, that was also
the
whack.
The movie was called Whack 2. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, that'd be my fault.
I didn't see whack.
That would be my fault then for watching a movie called Whack 2 and being surprised. But yeah, Antebellum. It was a horror movie about slavery and. It was kind of whack. It wasn't good. Like, I didn't like it at all. It was even worse than the first movie, the Wolf one. That's just saying a lot. You know, like, and I was like, no.
Maybe your standards are high now.
No, I don't really think they are, man. I looked at Rotten Tomatoes, and the score was pretty low on it. Okay. I'm like, okay.
That's just you, then.
It was one of the only horror movies to come out. And then it turned out it wasn't even a fucking horror movie. It was more
a lot
of thriller.
Horror movies, like, in the past decade, have had a hard time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they do in general, because there's so many bad ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, that one wasn't even really a horror movie. It was more of a suspense movie. And I was like, it wasn't a good suspense movie to me. So I was, like, a little bored by it. But anyway, there was that. My friend let me borrow Superman Red Sun. I never read that book before. So I'm pretty excited to read that. Umbrella Academy. I've been watching that. Got a couple episodes more into that, and it's really fucking good. I know people that, you know, I only know one or two people that didn't like it, like second season at the beginning. I'm like, no, I thought it was sick from the beginning. Like from beginning on, I like it a lot. I think it's really good.
Yeah, especially that opening fucking scene.
Dude, all them fucking fighting crazy. Together. I was like, whoa, it's gonna get to that point.
That was sick.
And I'm on episode. I think
is Diego annoying yet? Says Tai Chi.
Diego's been annoying since season one, so I don't know what you mean. But yeah, it's funny because I'm on episode 4, and I saw there's like episode 6. There's like, you know, the little pictures for the episodes. It's to show you a little GIF or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that episode 6 had all of them standing together in an elevator. I'm like, oh shit, they're all gonna get together before the ending. I'm like, okay, no, I just gotta not look at that shit. You know, I'm trying to stay away from.
Why were they in the elevator?
I don't know, but like literally all 7 of them were there together in an elevator. I'm like, what? It's just a picture, you know. So I don't know what's happening.
Oh, I think I know what's happening.
I don't know what's happening because that's 2 episodes away from where I am. I just thought it was really interesting. I'm like, oh shit, they're all gonna be together, and yeah, so.
It was a recipe.
I'm looking forward to watching more Umbrella Academy. I'm in the middle of episode 4.
It was in the meeting?
Right now, Klaus is my favorite character. I like everybody always. I think last season, 5 was my favorite. So far this season, Klaus is my favorite. Cause he just has a lot of shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he
literally has a lot of things going on. Though.
He has a lot of plot points. Like, yeah, a lot of issues. He's got the Ben thing. He's got his boyfriend thing. He's got his fucking superpower thing. Like, he's got his drinking problem. Like, he's got a lot of shit going on.
He has a cult going on.
He has a cult. How did I forget about the cult? Yeah. Like, I didn't even say anything about that. Yeah. But yeah, so it's really great. I love Umbrella Academy. I think that's about it for the InFocus week for the most part. Oh, I heard one other rumor. Dude, this is a rumor. I don't want to say it as news, so I'm going to tell you about it right here.
Are you going to kill me or something?
It's too late if I am, because I already said it. But so did you hear that supposedly John Krasinski is going to be in Multiverse of Madness?
Ooh.
But, and supposedly so is Tom Cruise.
Huh.
And supposedly John Krasinski is not going to be Mr. Fantastic.
Fuck.
He's going to be Captain America. And Tom Cruise is going to be Iron Man.
Wasn't John Krasinski, wasn't he like one of the candidates for Cap?
And before they were doing the Robert Downey one, uh-huh, Tom Cruise was a candidate for Iron Man.
Yeah, I did hear about that one time too.
So the rumor is that there's going to be a moment where they see a parallel universe where, mm-hmm, Cap and Iron Man come out and they're going to be different.
Like, would have been funny if it was a parallel universe and we saw John Krasinski as Fantastic or Mr. Fantastic.
That'd be too much. That'd be too much. Like, people would be mad then, I think. He would be really disappointed.
Like, we'll give it to you, but not really, you know? That's crazy, though. That's cool to see.
Yeah, I was like, but you know, that's...
Sucks that he has to go down like that, though.
I said he's a good choice, but there's other good choices for Mr. Fantastic, too. I'm not that worried about it. And I already prepared myself. As soon as people made a big deal about him doing it, I'm like, that's it. Marvel's not going to do it. Mm. We talked about this before. You know how they do it.
Yeah.
If people make a big deal about it, they kind of go the other way. But yeah, I think that's about it. Oh, that'd be funny. Someone says, maybe we see Liam Hemsworth as Thor. That'd be fucking funny. His brother.
Oh, fucking no. Triple H.
Yo, Triple H comes out as Thor, like, yeah, swinging the hammer around. Like, that'd be so funny.
Good. That was everyone's, like, original pick back
in the day. Yeah, that's right. It was. All right, but
I'm still hopeful.
It's never too late, Ray. Too late, AJ. But yeah, so that being said, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe on Apple Podcast.
And various other Apple podcast platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Collision28.com, Unfocus, what was it?
On Twitter at Unfocus
28.
28, yeah.
Which I want to fix that someday. Or email. Instagram, Unfocus Podcast, and email, yeah.
At gmail.com or unfocuspodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. All right. Can we do this now?
Let's do it.
Ugh.
Let's do it.
This is the dude. Isn't it surprising just to throw it around once in a while?
It is. I like that. All right, AJ, why don't you kick us off, bro?
All right. So Microsoft is like throwing money around and shit. They're still trying to buy like various gaming companies. And they bought ZeniMax and Bethesda. Bethesda.
Who's that again?
Is pretty big. They do like Fallout and, oh man, what else do they do? So Tai Chi, you'll give me a list because it's not in my head. Oh, this is freaking dragons and shit like that. What's that game called too? Fallout and Doom. Okay, Doom's another one. Elder Scrolls. There you go. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh yeah, they do Elder Scrolls.
They do that too. So thank you, diplomats and Tai Chi there. So now Microsoft owns all that shit, which is crazy. And there was a funny quote from Xbox saying that they bought Bethesda so they would stop porting their games to random objects, which I thought was hilarious because they've put out Elder Scrolls like on like everything so far. And yeah, so I thought that was funny. But yeah, now they own all that. I think they did say something along the lines of like they plan to leave Bethesda as is, though. Like they're not going to make all their shit exclusive only to Microsoft or the Xbox or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Looks like they paid $7.5 billion for the purchase of Bethesda.
Wow.
So the parent company is ZeniMax. That's the parent company to Bethesda. So ZeniMax owns Bethesda.
7.5? Damn, that's a big-ass number.
Billion with a B for bitch. But yeah, that's what happened.
Because they're a bitch now.
All right, what you got?
All right. So for this one... you know, you heard about that Suicide Squad movie, right? That's going to be coming up. You know,
mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure you heard it's kind of like a mix. They're unclear. They say it's like either a sequel. They said it's a mix between a sequel and a reboot.
Really?
Which I don't know what that really means.
I don't know what that means either.
Well, I think it's a reboot because they're kind of like, I feel like they're going, telling things that were not told before. And about their history and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that they're still returning people because Michael Jai White and what's her name? Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie. Those two are returning, so they're going to be reprising their roles. Oh, so is Amanda Waller and Rick Flagg. Those four actors are coming back to do their roles. So that's why it's a sequel, but it's also a reboot because there's a whole new team, and so they're not going to explain what happened to everyone. So it's kind of a reboot too.
Just explain it. Shit.
Yeah, they might. They might. You know, we don't know the details. The movie's not out yet.
All right, fine.
But anyway, there's been an announcement that there will be a TV show on HBO Max by James Gunn and John Cena about his character in the Suicide Squad movie called Peacemaker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's getting his own separate TV show as well. That's going to go with it.
This is before the movie?
There's no release date on it. Okay. So we don't know. It just got announced today. But it is happening. I'm assuming it's gonna come out before the movie to kind of fill in some holes between the last Suicide Squad movie and this one. I don't know that for sure, but I would only assume that's what they would be doing with it.
That'd be the best assumption. That'd be the best idea.
Yeah. So yeah, and Peacemaker is interesting because I'm assuming this show makes a lot of sense too, because Peacemaker is actually a superhero that, you know, he's a fallen superhero. He's a good guy at first, and then he just goes too far and he becomes a supervillain. You don't see a lot of those in comic books, but he's one of those. He's basically like Captain America because he really wants peace. You know, he really wants to make everyone happy and safe.
Oh, this is a gone too far Captain America.
Yep, exactly. Because to make sure there's peace and balance, he'll kill anyone he has to because he sees that's the only way to make shit work.
Almost like a Punisher type of thing.
Yeah, he's like a cross between Captain America and Punisher. That's a good way to put it. And so, you know, eventually, you know, the other superheroes like realize he's gone too far. They stop him and, you know, they put him in jail and he works for the Suicide Squad now. Peacemaker.
Right.
Yeah, so a pretty interesting idea for a show. It's going to be on HBO Max. And it will join the DC Universe shows, which is pretty cool. All
right, nice.
All right, AJ?
So, Mass Effect, big game. Kind of old by now, at least the original one. I think they had a trilogy previously, but now they announced like a remastered trilogy is coming out pretty soon. So if anyone hasn't played the game before, you'll be able to play it again pretty soon. But they also mentioned something about it not coming out for the Switch, though, which I could understand, but why not? But whatever. But yeah, so if you haven't played that game yet, go check it out. It is really good. It's a trilogy, so the three games are coming out. Wasn't there like some type of fourth game, or was Andromeda the fourth one, or was that an expansion? I don't remember how that one worked. But yeah, look out for that sometime in the future, coming soon. Not to Switch, though.
All right. So, first, Miss Marvel, which is the Marvel TV show that's going to be coming to, I'm guessing, Disney Plus at some point. It's going to be a 6 to 7 episode TV show. We don't know the details about it, but we do know that the directors have been chosen, one of which, because, you know, they have multiple directors throughout the series, so it's not going to be one director for the whole thing. They've got different directors for different episodes.
Yeah.
And one of the directors is going to be the director for Bad Boys for Life.
Oh.
Adil El Arbi. I don't know who the fuck that is. Adil El Arbi and Bilal Fallah. Those are the two people that directed Bad Boys for Life, which is the newest one, which a lot of people seem to like a lot. I haven't seen it, but that's
I haven't seen it yet either.
Also, the
I thought it was okay. Bad Boys.
I heard it was good.
Okay.
I heard it was good, but
I heard it wasn't bad, but I heard like it wasn't amazing.
Hmm. Well, nothing's gonna beat the first one. I don't think anyone's saying it'll beat the first one. The first one's the best one.
All right.
But also, the pair called Obaid and Chinoy, those are their two last names, but that's what they, you know, that's the Obaid and Chinoy, are going to be directing some episodes for this too. And they've done episodes for The Walking Dead, and more specifically, The Punisher, as in John Berthold's Punisher.
Mm.
I think that's kind of interesting that that's happening. Like, that someone who's connected to their other Marvel Netflix shit is going to be involved in that shit too, you know?
Just be careful who, though.
Yeah, well, Punisher is good, so I'm okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm okay with that guy. But yeah, so that's something that's happening. I did kind of want to keep going with the Marvel news for a second. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
So, I don't know if you know, but in November, the rights to Daredevil will be returning to Marvel.
I was just about to ask about that right now, too, talking about Punisher. I'm like, are we up yet on that Daredevil stuff?
November 29th is the day.
Oh, shit. Can it be dubbed Daredevil Day?
Maybe it should be dubbed Daredevil
Triple
Day.
Triple D's, you know?
Yeah, I think it might have to be, man, because I'm like pretty surprised. I'm like, damn, we don't know what this could mean. This could mean nothing. They could recast Daredevil. They could not use him at all.
Yeah.
But it also could mean they could pull Charlie Cox into our universe. There's a lot of options here that Marvel has. Feige has made it very clear he is aware of the fan base behind the Netflix heroes. Mm-hmm. Like, he hasn't said anything more than that, which is a smart move.
Yeah.
He said, I'm aware of the fan base. I'm not stupid. I know people love that shit. So, like, that makes me happy because I'm like, if you do something now that's dumb, it's probably not going to be so great.
I wonder what type of legal rules are in place to prevent them from already have worked on something the last couple of months or year or whatever. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, could on November 29th, November 30th or some shit, right? Can they come out and say, oh, by the way, new Daredevil coming out, like, you know, a couple of months from now. Yeah, we won't be able to talk about it because of legal reasons, but, you know, we were working on it or some shit like that, you know? Like,
I don't know. I think they're not allowed to make any production moves.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, how far? Like, or at the very least, like, had they been able to write anything for it and plan for it?
I think they can do that under wraps because that's just between their company. I think they could silently hire someone to start writing it, or they can start having their people write it or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think that's as far as it goes, just like you said. Like, I don't really think that they can do any production or any casting or any hiring. They may be able to make some phone calls. You know what I mean? And just, like, let people know, hey, like, are you interested in this at all, or should we just look for somebody else? You know, I think they can do that, but I don't think they can do too much outside of that.
All right. Well, let's see what happens. Now, I don't expect anything that day, but, like, maybe in a couple of months from now, maybe the next big Marvel announcement thing, maybe they can start talking about it. But at least we know that's coming up.
Yeah, I would love that. And I want to find the exact day, but I think Luke Cage and Iron Fist have already returned. I think their rights have already returned.
That's because Daredevil 3, the season 3 was the last Daredevil we had, right?
Yeah.
And was that after everything else?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to find the exact article about that part.
I'm positive it's after Jessica Jones because...
Yeah, Jessica Jones and Daredevil were the last two to get canceled, right?
Because I remember Jessica Jones mentioning, like, throughout the thing, like, I already lost people, like, you know, I had a team with or whatever. Like, I don't want to lose anyone else. Like, I remember that's one of her things.
Oh, and it was a little, like, double-layered.
Yeah, she's kind of talking about Daredevil, yeah. Which means, like, they didn't know he was alive yet. Which means, you know, we found that out in season 3. Spoilers. Luke Cage and Iron Fist was back in August, as Tai Chi.
August, yeah. They've already gotten the
rights back. So they've already been back.
Yeah, so I'm hoping for Heroes for Hire. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
All right, Iron Fist. Love Iron Fist.
No, we don't. Stop it. Stop it. Or someone takes it seriously. All right, that being said, AJ, got some news for us?
Yeah, so Rocket League, big game. We talked about a couple months ago how they were taking their game. They're taking their ball and taking it to another platform for free. We need to bring out the ball analogy, T. Anyways, it was on Steam previously, and you could buy it and play it there and all that. Rocket League is still on Steam if you've already bought it or already owned it there, but it's no longer available to, like, you know, buy or anything like that or download off of Steam anymore. It's over on Epic now, the Epic Games platform, and it's for free over there too. So if you're interested in playing some Rocket League for free, if you never touched it before, maybe go check it out over there. It's even on Switch too, I heard, which I wanted to check that out because I wouldn't mind having Rocket League on my Switch, which I'm gonna look that up right now.
Is Rocket League the one with the cars?
Yeah, the soccer cars.
Yeah, the soccer car game.
Yeah, soccer cars. So I'm gonna see if I can find it here. Look out for that. You know, I want to play. I've always wanted to play with some people. But it never happened. Okay. But yeah, Rocket League.
All right. So CW, you know, the shitty superhero TV network, they have announced that Supergirl will be having its last season with them coming up. This season of Supergirl is the end of it.
It's here. It says free. Should I download it?
Wait, what? Rocket League?
Yeah, Rocket
Fucking
League.
Fucking, yeah. Hell yeah, you should download it. What? Yeah.
All right, anyways.
So this is the last season of Supergirl. 2020, the one that's coming out, it will be the end of it. The question is, why is this happening?
Yes,
is it,
why?
Is it one because the show sucks? Which I heard it doesn't totally suck, it's just not great. But
maybe it's ending and then it's going to come back as Superwoman?
Well, you know, I don't think there's a Superwoman. That's
the
point.
Damn.
Well, but you know, this might coincide with some things we talked about earlier this year or the end of last year, I can't remember. But the DC had announced that they're going to be, you know, going forward with the idea of Supergirl for their movies. And I bitched to be that. I'm like, dude, the Supergirl show's not even doing well. Like, why did you make a Supergirl movie right now? I think this show might be ending because they're really pushing forward the Supergirl movie like they said they were going to do about a year ago.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure, but they are definitely ending Supergirl, the TV show. So anyone who's a fan of it, it's wrapping up, so you might want to keep an eye on things coming out.
Tai Chi says, could it be it's because Superman and Lois show is coming out?
But yeah, I mean, that's coming out. Supergirl, yeah, though, yeah, exactly. That's coming out, but I don't feel like that has
anything. There's way too many DC shows on CW.
Yeah, that is the problem with CW right now.
Or is there not enough?
No, there's too many. But you know, good side news that I didn't mention. It's confirmed. Oh, I think we already mentioned it before, too, that it's confirmed Titans will be going to HBO Max.
Okay.
Yeah, so that will be...
I think we did mention that last time.
Yeah, I think we did, so...
Was there news that we talked about, or maybe I heard it somewhere else, that Henry Cavill was supposed to make an appearance in Supergirl?
Oh, shit. That's my news, and I didn't even think about it.
Oh, okay.
No, it's that Henry Cavill signed a deal with DC, and that he's back as Superman.
Oh, that he's back as Superman. Okay.
Yeah, for a multi-picture deal. Not that he was...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not that he was off the table, but it was in limbo. Because everyone was like, yo, is he coming back or not? And he had no contract signed and no movies he was casted in. Mm. And he wouldn't make a comment. So everyone was like, well, what the fuck's going on? But it was announced earlier this week that, yeah, he will be coming back. He is now in a new contract with DC.
More movies. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad you reminded me of that.
I thought it was for something for TV related or something like that. Wasn't there something mentioned a while back that Superman was supposed to make an appearance in Supergirl or something like that?
No, he was supposed to make an appearance in Shazam, but that didn't work out.
Oh, okay.
Remember, he sits down. Have you seen Shazam?
No, I have not. I have not seen any DC movies except for Wonder Woman. Until this day.
Fucking up, AJ. That's the only one you saw ever?
Wonder Woman.
You didn't see Aquaman?
Oh, Suicide Squad.
There you go, that's two.
And the first Superman movie. Mm. There you go. Three. I've seen three.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's one, too, yeah.
Man of Steel, is that what it was called?
Yeah. And
that's all I've seen.
So, I'm guessing this means that the Supergirl movie might be something they're looking at now. I was trying to get the idea going for it.
Yeah.
I'm down. Like, I'm down for a Supergirl movie. I think it's a better idea than a Supergirl show. I just don't care about her enough to watch a show every week. But a movie, like, if you can grab my attention with a movie and make it dope, like, fuck yeah, I could like that. Because one of the best DC animated movies is this one where Batman and Superman find Supergirl, you know, and they're, like, trying to train her because, like, she has the potential to be more powerful than Superman.
Hmm.
She's not more powerful than him, but they're like, you know, the way her power levels are and the way her strength is growing, like, maybe like 10, 15 years in the future, she's going to be more powerful than you, Superman. He was like, oh, shit. Like he's like, that's why we got to train her now and make sure she's like a good person before she fucking gets to that level.
Right.
And then Darkseid also notices her and wants to fucking get her and recruit her.
Yeah.
So it's a whole battle between, you know, Batman and Superman versus Darkseid. And like,
yeah.
And Supergirl's going to try to decide to make the right thing. Like, if a movie of that is like, if that's the movie for her, I would really fucking like that.
That sounds cool.
Right? Sounds fun. But yeah. Anyway, AJ?
Super Mario 64. Remember that game?
I've heard of it.
Well, it's out now on that Super Mario All-Star 3D type of game that's out for the Switch and all that.
Yeah.
So some people, you know, dug around in the cartridge game system files and all that, right? And they've learned a new way to emulate it.
Does that have anything to do with that creepy Wario shit?
No. I don't know about this creepy Wario
shit. Go on.
But, so now they figured out how to put Mario 64 onto a Sega Dreamcast. Why not?
How's that possible? What?
I don't know, but they found a way to do it. You know, since there's so much Mario shit on that cartridge and they're able to read off of it, they learn new ways to emulate it. So they have more of a source code, access to it. So they figured out how to put it on a Dreamcast. It's still in works, though. They got the game running, but the sound's kind of off is like what I last read.
Yeah.
But this may open the door to more emulation for 64 games, possibly.
That could be good. We deserve... Well, I mean, I don't know why that would happen, but, I mean, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, but for Dreamcast, I mean, if anyone has a Dreamcast, you know, everyone knows how easy those are to, like, you know, get games on there. So, yeah, that's probably why it's on Dreamcast, too. So, just something funny that was interesting. People still hacking old shit.
All right. So, Legos.
Legos.
I know you're going to get a kick out of this, AJ. So there are Lego sneakers being developed. As a matter of fact, they're already done.
That is not a Lego image.
Oh shit. I sent it to you wrong.
I'll look it up though.
Yeah. There is a new thing, that's just been developed And it's a development with Adidas, part with their A to Z X series they've been doing, where they've been taking different styles of things and like kind of incorporating them into new shoes. I think we talked about their Dragon Ball line earlier this year. That's something else too.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And wait, there's a better one. You gotta see the heels of it too. Go to images there. But yeah, so they had a Dragon Ball line recently too, and it was really cool. Where's that? There you go. That's the one. But yeah. Their newest pair is with Legos. And with this collaboration event, they're making Legos with bright colors for kids. But at the same time, they're also going to have Lego style look to them. Lego tag in the front with their logo. They also have their Lego with these little block Lego textured heels at the end.
Yeah,
they're supposed to be made for safer walking or whatever.
Safer walking?
Yeah, because you know your heels are protected better or whatever. So
okay.
That's what they say, you know, but and they're also interchangeable Lego brick lace jewels.
So that little gem right there?
Yep.
That's cool. Can I attach Legos to it?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Now, also what I know, if there's like a Lego texture on the bottom, for all those parents out there with kids
by
who
the
have
way,
Legos.
By the way.
Yeah.
The one on the buckle that you see that green one you're talking about can support a minifigure.
Ha! That's pretty sick, actually. Then I fucking lose it though. You know what? I just remember I used to like hang like keychain like things on my shoes back in the day. I lost so many like cool little keychain things doing that.
Right? Yeah, I know what you mean. Looking cool and shit, and then you're like, damn. It's
yeah, gone. I had this cool Garfield one that had my shoe for a while, and then all of a sudden it was gone. I was like, fuck. When that fall off. Anyways, yeah. So like I was saying, like you know, parents should buy these shoes because if you have kids with Legos and they just leave their Legos all over the place, and you know, kids or parents end up stepping on them, fucking complaining about that shit, right?
Yeah.
With these, you'll be picking up the Legos and you step on them.
That's true.
If they had that Lego, you know.
That's ironic. That's poetic justice.
That sounds cool. How much are these gonna be? I don't like the way they look though. They look way too.
Yeah, they said they went with primary colors. I don't like the colors of it either.
Yeah.
It's like something Super Mario would wear.
It looks like someone bought some shoes and just kind of like painted them and added just pieces to it.
Yeah, it does kind of look
They look all right. I don't see a price on it.
They're going to be on sale in 2 days, September 25th.
Oh, 130.
130, there you go. Damn, no. And you're right. Though it's cool, you can attach it to the front and the back of the shoes. Like, you're going to lose it.
I know.
You know, you can put some cool badass shit on the back of the shoes, but like, what's the point? Like,
yeah, it's gonna fall off probably. And this is super glued on there. Just saying.
I guess.
All right, that sounds cool though.
But yeah,
I'm not gonna get these. I'm good.
Yeah. Well, fuck you, then, punk. AJ, your turn.
The 3DS. RIP. So, yeah, Nintendo is no longer gonna be producing any Nintendo 3DSs.
Yes, sir. It's true. They said that finally demand has worn down.
Oh, really? Is that what it was?
Yeah, demand.
I mean, you have a Switch out there now, so I mean, obviously.
And the Switch actually covers both markets. Yeah. So that's funny. When they made it, it was like a double-edged sword. They're like, yeah, we're fucking shit up, but actually, damn, I got all these cuts on me too. Like, know, nobody wants to fuck with the fucking portable systems because this is a portable system. Mm-hmm. You know, like yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they sold like something like 75 million like consoles over the past few years or some shit like that. Oh no, it's even fucking more than that. Oh no, that's 384 million games sold.
Hey, I'll say the 3DS is one of the best systems they've ever made, up there with Super NES.
The what? The Switch?
The 3DS.
Oh, the 3DS?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3DS was good. I mean, it was part of the DS. Honestly, I think of the DS and the 3DS as almost the same thing sometimes.
Yeah, I think of them all as the same. I think of them all as models of the same thing.
Yeah, because the 3DS played DS games.
Yeah.
So, like, it was just like I upgraded and, oh, now I can play these 3DS games as well, which there's a few. I don't think I've got many 3DS games, honestly. Smash Brothers was one, though, huh? But, yeah. So... if you don't have a 3DS, now's your time to go find one before they're finally like completely gone off the shelves. I still see 3DSs on the shelves sometimes, like in Targets and stuff. So they're still out there, but they are dwindling though. They're all disappearing slowly.
Right.
But they'll be gone for sure. You know, definitely by the end of the year, if anything, just as they clean out their stock and everything. But yeah, look out for that. I kind of want one of those 3DSs with the little nubs. I don't have that. These are like the latest ones that they made, like the last versions. But anyways,
okay. What do you think? I do one more, and then we go to our segment of our buddy there.
Sure.
So Sword Art Online, the anime, is wrapping up its third season right now. Or is it fourth season? I think it's fourth season. They're wrapping it up right now. And towards the end of that, you know, when anime are big names, they usually start to announce new things because they want to keep your attention. They don't want you to forget about it. And they have done such a thing. They've announced a miniseries called Sword Art Online Progressive. And this is going to be about the love interest of the main character. Her name is Asuna. And for anyone who's ever played or watched Sword Art Online, you know Asuna was more of a legendary badass than he was when the game started.
Yeah, and so she's the main character all of a sudden?
Well, wait, have you watched it ever?
I've seen the first season,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So remember how she's already known, like, when it starts?
Yeah.
This series is going to be a prequel.
Oh.
And it's going to show you how she got to that level
of
badassery.
Okay.
Like, why she was known and why she was, like, a big player in the game before everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that also means we're going to get to see the game before it got real on people.
That's cool.
We're going to see how it was to just play the game without having to fear for
your
fucking
life. I'm down to see that next. I haven't seen any other seasons.
You didn't see season 2, the one where you had to get her back and she was in a coma or whatever?
Is that the one where they went back into the game and they're like fairies or
something? Yeah, yeah,
shit?
Season 2, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I did see that.
Okay.
Yeah,
season 3 is whack.
Yeah, I haven't seen 3 then.
I don't think, I mean...
Didn't they go FPS or something, like first person shooters or something?
They did. My friend told me it gets really good about halfway through. But I remember watching the first 2 episodes and I was like, I don't like this. And then, but yeah, they're telling me, like, which makes sense. It season 2 was kind of like that. It starts off kind of boring and then it just ramps up and gets better and better. Because, like, you know, when he does that big ass fight with that fire fairy at the end, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like,
yeah, I remember the ending being pretty hype. Yeah, but
yeah,
I just didn't like the whole idea.
Yeah. And then the switching back to the real world was a lot. Like, yeah, it was too much switching to the real world almost.
Anyways,
no, I agree. But yeah,
let's see how it all starts then. So that
yeah,
sounds cool.
I'm interested. Yeah, so it's going to be called Sword Art Online Progressive, coming out next year. Keep an eye on it. And yeah, we're going to have a little segment, a little reference from our buddy.
Oh, yeah. Another Wag Simon. I haven't watched this yet, and he edited it on his own again. So I'm about to find out what he's talking about here.
So the first bit of news I have is kind of some old news, but we didn't really talk about it too much. I talked about it with T recently.
T.
And so you guys know that the DC channel is going under, most of the DC stuff's going to HBO now. But that was part of like a company restructuring. Warner Brothers did massive layoffs, especially in the DC side of things. So they hit the comic side pretty hard, so now they have less titles. And they actually shut down DC Direct, which is their in-house company for making DC collectibles, like action figures and statues and that kind of stuff. So, and they've been around for a long time, a couple decades, I think. They actually tackled the DC Batman animated universe, and they got up to around about 50 figures. They were really extensive. They went through all their characters. I mean, you got like 2 versions of Crocky, like 2 versions of the Scarecrow, and I don't think any company was going to want to tackle that huge library of characters ever again. They may do like an animated Batman, but you know, chances are you're probably never going to get like another Scarface, DC animated Scarface, which is super bummer, super big bummer. So what they're going to do now for their collectible side of things is they're just going to license their name off, just like how they licensed it to McFarlane's. Now McFarlane's doing DC figures, and they're just flooding the market with way too much Batman. I guess they're just too afraid to dip into more obscure characters. And then even Mafex has jumped in on it. So if you're still looking for an animated Batman, I mean, McFarlane did a version which looks a little too bulky. It doesn't look very accurate. And then Mafex did a version of the second Batman series, which looks really good. It's expensive though, $100. I mean, the good thing about DC Direct was that they were like, you know, $20-$25. They're affordable. They just, the paint just chipped very easily. So that's a shame that happened. Another piece of news is, let's see, ooh, Premium Bandai has a bunch of cool new pre-orders. It came out in August 5th, so it's a little bit of old news. But for Digimon fans, they're releasing a host of new Digivices. They're all on pre-order right now, and then they should be releasing in November, I believe. So the first set is just a re-release of the original Digivice that they released last year. And
what does it look like?
I got those. They came in 4 original colors. I got Brick. Lucky me. Because I didn't want the same colors as the other guys. But, so these are the same Digivices internally. They just have new colors. So there's a neon set. You got like a cool purple one and like a translucent green with like a kind of a pinkish frame and two other ones that look pretty cool. And they have a monochrome set, where there's a black Ooh. One, and there's a white one, and then there's a glow-in-the-dark one. Again, these are the exact same ones they released last year, just new color schemes. I pre-ordered the glow-in-the-dark one because I like glow-in-the-dark stuff, but I don't think I'm going to open this one. They're also releasing an anime-accurate original Digivice. So this one is...
Yo.
This one looks that's like so the original dope. Digivice that the kids used in the first series, and it's called the Digivice Version Complete. And... Yes, it's a little bit different from your standard Digivice. This has only up to 80 Pokemon, but it has like a story mode, which is kind of interesting. And it lets it says here, play through all of Tai and Digidestined's adventures. So you'll play
the first season,
the War Games movie, the Digimon Tri movie, and the Last Evolution movie, which I still haven't seen. $100. Ugh, very expensive, but God, it looks beautiful. And then the last Digivice they're releasing, this one, first of all, before you get excited, this one is sold out. This one's the Digimon Adventure Digivice, and this one is an anime-accurate version of the new Digivice from the new Digimon reboot series. Looks pretty. $98.
Looks like a morpho.
It does.
Very expensive. But the cool thing about this one is that it has all sorts of lights and sounds, and like every time it digivolves, you hear like little
different
lights, and it comes in different colors too. It looks the colors, man, the colors. Ooh. I love the Tentomon
so
much. The Kabuterimon line, the insect.
Oh, they're line. Sick.
And then purple's my favorite color. And then here we have a purple Digivice for Tentomon, and it just looks glorious. I wish I could do. I wish I could afford that, and I wish it wasn't sold out. Thank God it's sold out, actually, because I would have bought it. And the same as the other Digivice, you explore different areas. There's a different, so it's not quite the same. It's pretty different from the original Digivice. You still raise a Digimon, but there's like a whole story. I don't know. It's weird. I haven't actually messed around with these newer Digivices, so I can't tell you. But it looks pretty. And then Hasbro Pulse is going on right now, guys. Hasbro Pulse is their kind of online convention since Comic-Con got canceled. They're doing their own thing. And all the figures that they were supposed to release during Comic-Con are being released here at the Hasbro Pulse Con on their website, HasbroPulse.com. And premium members have access to the exclusives today. Non-members get access tomorrow. And we got some cool stuff. We got the Ghostbusters Plasma Series Tully's Terrible Night, where it's a two-pack with the Terror Dog and Tully. The Star Wars Vintage Collection Clone Wars 501st Legion Art Troopers. And it's a set of three troopers. Oh, so pretty. If only I hadn't stopped collecting Star Wars, because this is right up my alley. I love clone troopers. I love 3.5-inch figures. And then we also have a Logan figure. Ooh, it's a two-pack with Hugh Jackman,
with the wheelchair
in the movie Logan, and
old
Professor X. That one I'm super excited for. I managed to scoop it up. I did have to become a premium member, and that was not cheap. But, hey, it's either pay $100 and get free shipping, or pay $100 to a scalper. I'd rather give it to... And now I got free shipping for the year. So, you know, by the way, Anthony, if you still want the Volcanicus, $188 on Hasbro Pulse. And
is that good?
I can get you free shipping.
That sounds good to me.
And can you guys hear that dog in the background?
Yes.
Breaking news real quick.
Wait.
Hasbro has finally officially announced Beast Wars. Transformers Beast Wars.
Oh, it's his barking dog. Okay.
And we have official images of Rattrap, Cheetor, but a brand new image of the leader class Beast Wars Megatron. And that looks amazing.
Wait, boom, my
and
news.
Those actually are going to start going up for pre-order on the 26th on Hasbro Pulse. So
that was that news I was waiting for.
I got free shipping. That's great. Thank you for letting me ramble.
Oh shit, we're back.
We'll allow you to ramble this one time. Well,
that's cool. I was thinking about it, and he was saying the Digivices are Bandai, which Bandai sold off their Power Ranger shit to Hasbro, but I guess they kept their Digimon shit. So that's interesting.
Banco, they kept their feathers numbered.
Yeah, so Hasbro doesn't have control of Digimon. Which I didn't think about to now, but that's cool though. Those Digivices, I kind of want one. I know my brother.
I was just thinking, I kind of want one too, actually.
Yeah, because it looks well. I'm not sure how you feel about the Digimon from the anime, but I guess it's still Digimon. I guess I shouldn't complain. But it looks cool. I know my brother likes Digimon too, so maybe I'll get him one or some shit. I think he likes the second version though. No technical issues today. Congrats, guys.
Wait, Digimon? You mean he likes Digimon 2? With
yeah, because I remember
Davis going, in them.
I think so. Yeah, because I remember.
I like Digimon 2. That's my favorite one. I like the first one a lot, but number 2 I like a little bit more.
Because I remember taking them to Frankenstein's, and we saw Digivices there. Someone had like a fucking just a whole mess of them, and I think he was looking at that one, the one from the Digivice from that second season.
Bro, armor digivolving is the shit.
Was it that one? Yeah, that was that one, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. The old one is classic as fuck. You can't beat the old one. However, the second one is so cool because the story's bigger. And it includes shit from the first one. Because have you ever seen the second one? You saw it, right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Dude, the villain is Mallow Myotismon.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? You're like, that fucker's not dead yet. That's the whole thing. You're like, what? Like, he's alive? And like... And they explain why he's alive and everything, and you're like, oh, that actually makes sense. And you're like, yeah, I really like the second season. Though.
Yeah, I like how the original like team kind of came through once in a while to help them out with shit.
Yeah, and that was cool. Exactly. And like sometimes they would resolve storylines that weren't resolved in the first Digimon. Mm-hmm. That's why I like number 2 better, because I'm like, oh, okay, they actually explain the whole thing with Tai, Matt, and Sora, you know, like, because like you don't get an answer to that in the Digimon 1. You think Tai ends up with Sora. And then, like, you watch Digimon 2, and you're like, no, actually, Matt was dating Sora forever. And then, like, now she's broken up with him, and now Tai and her might be something, maybe. It's just, like, even that, and, like, the whole story about Agumon and what he was doing in between while they weren't there. Like,
yeah.
It was pretty cool how there was, like, so much story to fill in Digimon 2. So I really like Digimon 2.
Yeah, that was good.
Tamers was good, but I feel like it just had nothing to do with anything.
I didn't go beyond season 2. It's, well, once they introduced a whole mess of new characters, I was like, I saw the first episode just to see what it was going to be like, and it was like,
it's different.
Yeah, it was like super serious all of a sudden. I was like, whoa, I'm not ready for this yet. I'm not old enough for this shit.
Yeah. I'm not old enough. That's funny. Yo, because the thing was, like, they brought them into our world.
Yeah, that's right. That was weird, too.
Yeah, really weird stuff.
Anyways, another news.
All right, my turn.
Sure. Yeah, since we don't have your news anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Well, oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. apparently, Marvel Studios movies are all gonna be pushed back.
Oh yeah, they announced that. What was it, yesterday or some shit?
Yeah, like late last night or early this morning, one of the two. But yeah, they're all pushed deep in. Black Widow, they're talking about May 2021.
Yeah, we're supposed to get that, like, in November,
May,
right?
May this year. No, May this year.
It was supposed to be May this year, then it got pushed to November, and now it got pushed to the next May.
Yeah.
So, literally, like, a year later.
Shang-Chi's gonna be in November now.
And that's supposed to be February.
Yeah, and Eternals, I mean...
We're supposed to have that by now, no?
Yeah, we're
or
supposed...
Or November.
To, we're supposed to, like, we're supposed to just be getting Eternals soon.
Yeah.
But there... I don't see any detail... Oh... Eternals will now be November 5th next year, too. Like, fuck! I didn't want to wait for Eternals.
A year as well.
Yeah, I didn't want to wait for Eternals. But
these movies better be fucking flawless then, because now they have all this time to work on it, edit it, make it look better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to see no sloppy fucking CGI shit. Right. I don't want to see no freaking plot holes or some shit like that. Nah, you have fucking a year now.
Time, make it right.
Yeah. Man, anyways.
I'm going to connect this to another piece of news that we haven't talked about
yet. Go for it.
WandaVision finally had a trailer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That dropped, like, what, last weekend?
About like a day or two after Unfocused.
Yeah.
And so, basically, WandaVision had depicted to us in the trailer that, you know, although it does have an old-school TV sitcom feel, it actually seems to be way more about Wanda's darkness or whatever the fuck's going on with her.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really creepy moment where this fucking chick was talking to Vision, and she's like, she sees him and she's like, oh my god, am I dead? And Vision's like, no, why would you say that? And she's like, because you're dead. And like, and that kind of confirms what the Russo brothers said. They're like, no matter what you see from here, they said, Vision's dead. That's what the Russo brothers said last year. They're like, no matter what happens from here, what you see from here, the Vision that you know, the Vision we all know, is dead. He's dead and he's not coming back.
Oh, who was that lady, too? Like, have we seen her in the MCU? I feel like I've seen her before somewhere, but I don't know where I've seen her.
Actually, you've not. You might have seen the actress, but you've never seen her in the MCU.
Okay.
But she's playing someone famous in the comic books. In the series, in the trailer, she was referenced as Agnes. And everyone's like, who the fuck's Agnes? That's nobody in the Marvel Universe, right?
Mm.
However, And there is,
if you spell it backwards, I'm just kidding.
Well, check this out.
Oh, shit.
There's a character called, that's a witch, and she teaches Scarlet Witch how to use her fucking weird magic powers and shit.
Uh-huh.
And her name is Agatha Harkness.
Oh.
And this chick's name is Agnes.
Yeah. Which, isn't that already a short term for Agatha?
If you cut... Yeah. Like,
but also, yeah.
Take Agatha Harkness, and cut the middle part out of everything.
Yeah.
Agnes.
Yeah.
It's like, so that's her. Like, or if it's, I'll be very surprised if that's not her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's very, it's very clear that that's got to be her.
She's actually Doc Ock in Spider-Verse.
Oh, she's the voice of Doc Ock, of the female Doc Ock.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, I'm pretty excited about this. It sounds pretty cool. And there was also, I don't know if you noticed, but there's a moment with a black woman laying on a field, and she fucking looked up, and all of a sudden she was glowing and flying through the sky.
Oh, fuck, I must have missed that.
It was real quick. It happened real quick.
Is that fucking Rambo?
Yep.
That's crazy.
She's got her fucking Captain Marvel powers. And she was all rainbow colored when she was flying through the sky. So that makes you think about how she made... Remember how she made Captain Marvel look all rainbow colored and shit?
Yeah,
so it's like, maybe like that's her mind actualizing that fucking idea she was thinking.
Yeah.
And maybe Wanda's making that happen.
What's her name? Like
Photon. That's her superhero name.
Was it?
Photon.
Photon, it turns
out. Yeah. That's her superhero name. So it's like, it's looking like that could be what's going on there.
That's interesting. Are they bringing her in this...
Yeah, they're actually drawing a lot of Marvel references. There's not only Captain Marvel references, there's also Ant-Man references, because one of the main characters in this series will be Jimmy Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the secret agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and, you know, like...
I heard, was it Kat Dennings supposed to be in there, too?
Yeah, from Thor.
Darcy?
Yeah, Darcy from Thor. Yeah. She's going to be in it, too. She's a main character in it, too. And then, I don't know, but I feel like we're going to see a cameo from Benedict Cumberbatch at the end, or like towards the end.
I hope so. That'd be sick.
Yeah, because she's gonna be
connected. Yeah.
Yeah, because she's gonna be in his movie. So
he comes in like, "Bitch, you crazy? We gotta talk," and it ends right there.
Right. Exactly. "Bitch, you crazy? We gotta talk."
Yeah.
Exactly like that. To be continued.
Actually, that sounds more like fucking
Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson. Yeah. May his multiverse of madness. May he's a sorcerer supreme in one universe. Bitch, you crazy. Let's talk magic.
Who are you? I'm Doctor Strange from a different universe.
I'm Doctor Strange. Who the fuck are you?
Taiji said there's a lot of sword stuff in there, too.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it because I don't I don't know where they're going with this.
Yeah, speaking of Samuel.
There's also House of M Nick stuff, Fury. Too.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, but yeah. When's that supposed to be dropping? We didn't give us a date, huh?
No, December 18th.
Oh, they gave us a date?
December 15th? December 18th?
Oh, shit. Okay. Finally got a date, but fuck, I was hoping November.
It's gonna be the only Marvel project we get this year.
Or at least like for like Halloween or some shit. That would have been cool.
That would have been great.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Another news.
AJ.
IKEA. Everybody know IKEA?
Once or twice.
I go to IKEA often, although I haven't been there this year. But apparently they're teaming up with a gaming company. They're gonna team up with Asus, my bad. That's how you pronounce it. Actually, my monitors here are Asus. And their Republic of Gamers, or ROG division, to create affordable gaming furniture accessories. And so far, they have a line of around 30 products that they might be selling at IKEA. Mm. So it sounds cool. So if you're in the middle of building a new room with a fucking crazy-ass computer, you want to have this whole gaming setup and all that, you need a desk, you need a chair, maybe some crazy-ass lights, you might want to go to IKEA for all that, because they may have some shit right up that aisle. So look out for that. I'm kind of interested in seeing what they're going to come up with. And Asus, I mean, at least the Republic of Gaming Division, ROG, that's a pretty good line to go in with, too, because they actually, I mean, they're fucking making crazy-ass gamer, like, motherboards and all that, too, and fucking even monitors and all that. So I think they know what they're talking about. I can imagine them coming up with some crazy shit that, like, works only with, like, their monitors or some shit like that, too. That'll be thinking, yo, if they can sell monitors there, too, that'd be dope.
Damn.
Anyways.
Next level.
But yeah, look out for that. Actually, I'm not sure when that's going to start popping out, but they just kind of announced it. Let me double check this real quick to see if there is a date when we can expect any of that. Ooh, October. The range, of next year. So February 2021 in China, or in the U.S. and everywhere else by October 2021. That's interesting. Why does China get it first? But yeah, look out for that next year.
All right. Real quick, Zack Snyder's Justice League movie that he'll be remaking on HBO Max in a 4-episode miniseries will actually be getting reshoots. And originally we heard it was not getting... Wow, that's funny. Originally we heard it was not getting reshoots. The HBO said, no, you cannot shoot more shit. You got to use old footage and figure it out from there because, like, we're not paying for another movie. But he announced today that he is getting reshoots. He admits Ray Fisher, Gal Gadot, Ben Affleck, wow. and Henry Cavill will all be showing up.
This was already existed.
Huh? Yeah, no, yeah, they're making it again, basically, because of this whole HBO Max thing. But he's actually going to get to shoot them again and get them to do new scenes and shit, or like, refresh their scenes. One name that was surprisingly not mentioned was Jason Momoa.
Because all his shit was good and perfect.
Maybe it was, actually. But, like, cause honestly, dude, they shot a lot of scenes for his shit that actually ended up getting used in Aquaman 2, I think, or something like that, or, like, as well, I mean. So, I mean, maybe his shit was just good enough, and they got enough of Jason Momoa's shit that they don't need to do that, because his literally was the only of the five names that was not mentioned. And I was like, oh, I guess they don't need his.
Maybe he didn't scroll far enough to see his name.
No, he's not there. Affleck, Cavill, Gadot, and Fisher is what he said. I'm like,
denied.
No Momoa. I'm like, okay, maybe his shit's good.
Yeah, maybe it is good. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to see. But yeah, I found that interesting. I was like, and that's happening. Yeah, reshoot. So fuck you, WB. We're doing it anyway.
I don't like.
We'll do it live.
Like it's like when you hear Snyder Cut, yeah. Like I always imagine, like, okay, yeah, there's a version that exists where all the footage is there, and they're not cutting shit out, and that's why it's so long. But the fact now that he's going out of his way to go reshoot some shit means like it wasn't all done. Like,
yeah, it wasn't. He literally had to stop production like halfway through. It wasn't all done. You know?
Oh, it wasn't. Okay, all right. So there's shit that's missing that should have been there, but he wasn't able to film it.
Yeah,
okay,
he had a death in his family and had to literally step off of the project. Mm. So Joss Whedon came in and finished the filming.
Oh, that's what happened. Yeah. I see. All right, fine.
It's ironic he had a death in the family and he was filming Batman. That's the famous Batman comic. It's called Death in the Family. Mm. I'm sorry. That was rude. Go ahead, AJ.
All right. Side cheat show this off real quick. This is something that I didn't bring up as news about a couple of weeks ago. I think Nintendo, or maybe it was IKEA actually went out of the way to make this. It's an actual catalog that has a bunch of Animal Crossing shit in it. And page by page, they went ahead and recreated all their furniture shit and all their little angles and all that and put Animal Crossing furniture and characters in there too. So this is all Animal Crossing furniture that you're seeing in there right now.
Oh, even there?
Yeah.
They recreate all that with Animal Crossing
furniture? This is the original scene on one side, which is the blue couch, this little thing, this lamp in the background, even the mirror, this bench right all over here is just actually Animal Crossing shit now.
That's pretty cool. I like that
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, so there's a whole catalog that exists like that where they just recreated everything shot by shot with whatever they could from Animal Crossing. Anyways, other news. Mewtwo Strikes Back.
What else can they do with it? They made it. They made a CGI movie. Yeah. Like, what the fuck else are they going to do with
that
it?
That CGI version, Evolution, that came up on Netflix,
is
going to be released on DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, that's cool.
Next month, November 17th. So if you haven't seen it yet or you loved it so much that you need to own it before Netflix takes it off for some reason.
No, they will.
Yeah, you have a chance to go cop it at a store near you or maybe off Amazon. November 17th. Look out for that. I don't know if there's going to be anything. I'm pretty sure there's special footage on there or something like that. But, you know, that might be cool to have. All right.
Damn, man. You know, what did you think about that one in comparison to the old one?
Mewtwo Strikes Back, the Evolution. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I talked about it after I watched it on the show. But I remember liking it. I think they kept in some references, like the jelly donut shit, I think was referenced.
Dude, I like how
it was cool.
I like how they kind of filled in more things about the story. Because I was like confused about some things. So I was like, this is pretty good that they actually talked about how they got from point A to point B, how they met some of those other trainers. And you're like, oh, okay, like this kind of adds up a little bit better.
Yeah, I kind of want to see it again. But yeah, it was good. I don't remember it being bad. I remember liking it.
Yeah.
I don't remember it too much now. But yeah, it was a good time. Know that. All right, you got anything else? I got two more dues.
All right. Pieces. Let's see, how many do I have left? I think I also have two. Okay, so apparently General Mills, I sent you a new email there. Apparently General Mills will be re-releasing old flavors of cereals that we don't, like, you know, either one we've never experienced because we were kids, or two, like, ones that we remember when we were young. And, dude, so you know this is hilarious because me and my girlfriend saw Lucky Charms the other day, and we saw, mm-hmm. like, the fucking old shapes on the marshmallows on it. We were like, wow. We're like, they got fucking cereal so old that it has this fucking shape of marshmallow on it. We were like, wow, that's old as fuck. This shit will probably kill your ass if you eat it. We were talking shit and joking, right?
Yeah.
Now we found out about this, like, oh, it was part of this retro line to show you that they recreated the old flavors.
Yeah.
And now it makes me, like, kind of sad that I didn't go get it, because I like those old Lucky Charms fucking marshmallows.
The hearts, stars, and the horseshoes, and clovers, and blue moons.
Pots of gold and rainbows.
But the pots of gold and the rainbows were new, though. Remember when I was a kid? That was some new shit.
And the red
the blue balloons. Diamonds and the red balloons.
And the rainbows were new, too. Because yeah,
rainbows and pots of gold were new.
Yeah.
Everything else, the diamonds, the clovers?
The clovers were always there,
Oh, but they became a hat shape later on with the clover.
Oh, the clovers became a hat shape. That's true.
Yeah, with the clover on them, yeah. So they have the original shapes on there?
Yeah.
That's cool. Don't these cereals still exist today, though? So the recipe... Because the Golden Grahams says retro recipe, it tasted different back in the day?
Yeah. For Golden Grahams, it was a different... The fucking cereal was different. The flavor on the cereal was different.
Hmm.
There's a few things where they actually changed the recipe. Trix is one. Dude, if you have Trix now versus the Trix you remember when you were little, it's different. Hmm. It just tastes fucking different. I was like, I remember trying Trix maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, and I was like, it's good for sure. It reminds me of the old Trix, but I'm like, this is fucking different. I'm like, they changed some shit up. And I couldn't remember what it was. But now they have, like, you know, the old one, 6 fruity shapes.
Yeah.
You know, more chocolate taste, retro recipe.
And the fruit shapes
are
back.
And look, the fucking wolf on Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a wolf back in the day.
Yeah, that was the original one. He was the OG one.
That's crazy. I heard a rumor that the Trix, you see them as fruit shapes now, right?
Yeah.
And they used to be fruit shapes when we were younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the last couple of years, they've just been like these little balls or something like that. Supposedly, we're not able to see them because tricks are for kids.
Shut the fuck up.
And that's why we can't.
Oh, yeah,
we
talked about that. Yeah, you tripped me out with that. Yeah, that's right. That theory.
but that's cool. I guess I'll go pick some up then, because I was looking for some cereal.
Yeah, right? Why not? They're out there.
Golden Grahams, maybe. You know, the one memory I have about Golden Grahams?
What's that?
Is Golden Grahams coming out of my nose when I was sick one morning. I had some Golden Grahams, and I went to school. I wasn't feeling good that whole morning, though, but I went to school. And then right when class started, I was, like, raising my hand to go to the bathroom because I had to throw up. And the teacher was, like, not even paying attention to me. So I turned around, saw a trash can, and just blah, all into the trash can. And the teacher was like, what the fuck? Well, she didn't say that, but, like...
Paraphrasing, right?
Yeah. She's like, why didn't you just...
like me with Dr. Doom.
She was like, why didn't you just run out the room and go to the bathroom if you had to go throw up? I was like...
I asked you, what? Bitch.
I was like, I was trying to raise my hand. Since when are we allowed to just run out the fucking classroom all willy-nilly, you know? Yeah. And then I got sent home. But yeah, Golden Grahams. Coming out your nose. Good memory. Good times. All right. You going to pick some of these up?
I know I definitely want the Lucky Charms.
The blueberry?
The Lucky Charms, which isn't there.
Count Chocolate?
But there is Lucky Charms. I do want the old Trix. I want to try those too. I think that's about it. I don't care about the other ones. I might try Cookie Crisp just out of curiosity.
I've never had them.
Yeah, me either. I never had the old one.
I always thought it was blasphemy, you know, to have actual chocolate chips.
I mean, they weren't really chocolate chips. They were like...
They weren't?
No, like, oh, it was chocolate flavored, like same thing as the cereal. I mean, it tasted good. Like, it was fine, but it was like, it wasn't really chocolate chips, you know? It was flavored.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, it was a good one, but it wasn't my favorite, bro. I prefer Cocoa Puffs or, you know, Cocoa Krispies.
Yeah, I think I liked Cocoa Puffs at one point. They were crunchy, says Diplomats, as they should be, though.
That'd but be disappointing if they were.
I don't like chocolate anymore, so.
What? At all?
No.
What's wrong with you?
It's just... Just chocolate, dude.
That's a problem.
Fucking over it.
You might have to get killed after this. We'll finish the episode. Don't worry. Go on.
Once a while, I'll have some chocolate, but then I'm done for like, you know, 4 to 6 months.
Wow.
And I'll just avoid it like the plague.
All right, your turn. Just talk about some news now.
R-Type. R-Type's one of my favorite like games from back in the day and shit. And apparently there is this version called R-Type Final that came out that I must have missed because I don't remember that shit. But now there's an R-Type Final 2 coming out. This was kickstarted. There was a Kickstarter campaign for this, apparently. This shit looks fucking crazy.
Whoa, that looks cool as fuck.
Yeah, it's all fucking 3D and shit and
giant
tilted
scorpions.
Angles. Yeah, these scorpions, they've been there. they've been around. But like all this that. Light and shit, you know, looks dope. But yeah, this is coming out spring 2021 for PS4, PC, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch. Ooh, I would love to play it on the Switch. So yeah, if you like R-Type like I do, check this out. But apparently this it's been in development. Went into development the summer of 2019. It raised double its initial target, so it raised $400,000 U.S. dollars in a few days. They wanted $200,000 apparently to develop this. But yeah, and now it's finally going to come out. So that sounds good. There's going to be new music and remix music apparently. Scrolling shrimp action. Apparently going to be able to customize your ship or something like that too. So that all sounds cool. So yeah, look out for that next year.
All right. Comic book I've been interested in reading for a long time. They actually made a TV show of it. I didn't know, called Stumptown. I've been very interested in checking it out. And but you know, I just found out that season 2 got greenlit, and then the show got canceled.
Oh man!
Don't get me wrong. Season 2 is still coming out, but the show is canceled. So whatever you see in season 2,
that's it.
Like, yeah. So it's funny, the cancellation's happening at the same time they're shooting the show.
It's like Daredevil.
Yeah, kind of. But it's good because it's good for the writers, bad for the actors. You know, for the writers, it's like, dope. Okay, now I can write the ending, like, fucking, because I know it's about to end. But for the actors, they're like, why the fuck should I care if this shit's over? Like, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I mean,
that's true, too.
I also heard this very ABC style, very CW style. And even though I'm very interested in the comic book, I'm kind of not interested in the show. Now I'm really not interested knowing it's gonna get canceled. Like, I'm like, it's already canceled. There's nothing I can say about it.
Yeah,
I just thought it was kind of sad. I was like, no, I want to watch this. It had Kobe Smulders in it. Never heard of her before.
Yeah, you have.
What's she in?
How I Met Your Mother.
Never seen that.
I
have seen a couple of
Maria Hill.
Oh, Maria Hill. Yeah, she's Kobe Smulders. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, touche, AJ.
Thank you. I know people. Normally you don't know. Actually, I just got lucky on that one.
All right, yeah, but I only got one more, AJ.
Yeah, my last one then. BlizzCon was canceled, as most things were this year, right? But they announced that they're actually going to do their convention online. I think like in February, I think is what they said. And they're calling it BlizzConline.
That's so lame. That's a super lame ass name. It can't come up with something better than that.
Not BlizzCon Online. No,
BlizzConline. It's
BlizzConline.
Say it. You say the whole thing. It's like a pimp named Slickback.
Yeah, you don't take any breaths in between or anything like that. Any words that match up together, you just combine them, and there's one word now. So this will be BlizzConline. It will run from February 19th to February 20th in 2021. So that's next year. There's no prices for any like virtual tickets or anything like that. They're not sure what they're gonna do with all that. But not sure what they're gonna announce. Hopefully, some Diablo 4.
Yeah, that's the dream.
There's a rumor about Diablo 2, like remaster or some shit for the winter. And yeah, we've
been hearing about that for a while though.
I thought it was supposed to be out in the winter, and that means BlizzCon would have announced it, you know, in this BlizzCon coming up. But since it's canceled, they weren't able to announce it. So now it's going to be in February. So does that mean they got to hold off on announcing that until February if it's an actual thing or what? That's what I'm kind of worried about right now. But that's what's going on with that. So, you know, we'll find out more shit about Diablo 4, Overwatch 2, World of Warcraft, and whatnot next year, next February.
Okay. Last piece of news. Marvel's She-Hulk has finally been announced. Last week, I think we announced that the director had been chosen.
I think so, yeah.
But now we know the actress who's going to be playing She-Hulk. And I got lucky. It's one of my favorites from something I just started watching this year. Is a show called Orphan Black.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a woman who finds out she's a clone, and there's a whole bunch of clones like her from different countries, and blah, 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 and she interacts with all of them. And she plays every fucking character in this.
Oh, what the fuck?
Not every character, but
I was gonna say.
She plays most characters in this, because she plays all of her clones.
Mm-hmm.
And they all feel like different fucking people.
That's cool.
It's really trippy. She even throws you off when she acts like another character acting like one of her other characters. She will mad throw you off, and you'll be like, oh, shit, like, she's good. You know, she's a good actress. And guess what? She got fucking casted to play She-Hulk.
All right.
She will be the lead star of the She-Hulk Disney Plus TV show coming out later. Well, supposedly it was going to be next year, but now it might be 2022. We'll have to see.
What's her name?
Tatiana Maslany. And she, dude, you know what's funny? From far away, like, she looks like she could be Mark Ruffalo's cousin. You know, like, she's got curly hair.
Okay.
She's got, like, kind of light skin. A little bit, of tan to her, but not too much. I feel like she could play, like, oh, she's his cousin, you know, blah, blah, blah. And also, she's also a character that's very strong. She, one of her, like, a couple of her personality, clones are fucking, like, fighters, like, strong fighters, like, military-style shit. And she fucks people up. And you're like, oh, okay, like, it's believable.
Yeah.
So now seeing her be like that, and there's some of hers that are, like, really, like, sexy and, like, comfortable being sexy and shit like that. And, like, that's fucking She-Hulk. Like, she's like, yeah, oh, this green actually looks better on me. Like, I like this shit. I'm going to own it, you know? Like,
yeah.
And she's supposed to be a good counter to the Hulk, where he's, like, sad and scared that he is what he is. And she's like, cousin, like, you got to fucking own this. We look good.
Embrace
it. Yeah, basically, she's like, come on. Like, we can rule the world if we wanted to, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, you don't understand. It's a curse. Like, yeah. So it's pretty cool to see an opposite idea. And she's a very bright actress in general, even though she can do some dark shit. So I'm like, I feel like she'd be a good addition to the Marvel Universe.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that she's a pretty dope actress.
Yeah, she's good. She's good. I'm still hoping for Shia LaBeouf for Moon Knight. And we got the director for Ms. Marvel, but not the actress.
What was that other trailer that came out today for Hulu?
Oh, Hellstorm. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm excited. It's the last one of the Hulu Marvel deal shows. It's the last one they were able to make. Okay,
so there's probably not going to be any connection.
Technically, MODOK is the last one, but that's going to be a cartoon. But yeah, technically, AJ, you're right. There's no official connection. They might make references. Like, they might talk about Doctor Strange. They might talk about Dormammu. But officially, it's not really fucking connected to the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. There's no Marvel logos on it, says Tai Chi.
Yeah, I guess when you watch the trailer.
At all.
There was no point where it said Marvel Studios or the comic book flipping. They didn't do it.
Yeah.
You just have
that's
to,
crazy.
You just have to know.
So they're really trying to distance themselves from that shit.
Well, it's a horror series, and they know Marvel's not fucking with the horror. Damn, maybe Marvel made them take the fucking shit off because it's so scary. Because it's supposed to lean way more on the scary side.
Okay.
So I'm like, maybe Marvel told them, like, yeah, just take it off. You know?
Oh, no. I'm against this whole taking off, like, not connecting yourselves and all that. Like, why even put it out there?
Because whoever wrote it wanted to make money at the end. But, you know. It's not their fault. They were gonna make this show and it was supposed to be connected, and then all of a sudden Marvel got the fucking Fox rights, and they're like, no, we're changing everything.
Wonder if it's connected to like Runaways.
It could, yeah. Originally it was supposed to be, and the other one, the two kids, Cloak and Dagger.
Yeah, Cloak and Dagger, because Cloak and Dagger showed up in Runaways. I haven't seen Runaways yet, where that happens yet, but that's the thing that's supposed to have happened.
Yeah, and I wouldn't doubt that they would be connected because they were all kind of their own universe they had going. Like, it was connected, but it was light. It was very, like...
Yeah, I'm not sure how the connection was yet, because I seen Cloak and Dagger, the first season, and I seen the first two seasons of Runaways.
I felt like
but Runaway, I haven't seen the next part.
I felt like the big connection to Runaways was just the fact that the Avengers are mentioned. Oh!
I don't think they were mentioned.
No, yeah, dude, they were mentioned, and people were wearing A-shirts with the arrow on it. There are people wearing Avengers shirts in the background, and someone mentioned there's no heroes in California or something like that, because they're all in New York.
The Avengers were in New York at that
point.
Like,
when somebody mentioned, there's no one here to save you in California, or blah, blah, like, and that was supposed to be, like, a loose reference to the Avengers are based in New York, like, they're not gonna be able to get over here, you know? It wasn't official, but, like, I felt like that's what they were trying to say with that, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know, we'll have to see that. Also, one thing a friend pointed out to me, this has nothing to do with news, this is just conjecture, right?
Okay.
A friend pointed out to me, are they building the West Coast Avengers? And I was like, oh shit, they might be. Because
who's in the West Coast Avengers?
The leader is Hawkeye.
Okay.
She-Hulk's in it.
Cool.
The all-white Vision that has memory erased is in it.
Well, there's an all-white Vision with no memory?
Yeah, but so basically, in the comics, when Vision gets killed and they rebuild him, his memory actually died with his first body.
Okay.
So Vision started over. So that he is sense. The same guy that Wanda knew, but he's blank now.
Yeah.
So they'd have to rebuild their whole relationship, and she fucking can't handle that, and she fucking leaves him. She divorces him. She's like, I can't fucking...
Wait, so she was married to him, and then they rebuilt him, so she was still, like,
Yeah, because he's the same consciousness, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just reset. But he's the same consciousness, same brainwaves. Everything's the same.
Yeah.
He just doesn't remember anything he learned since he became Vision.
So then why would he agree to stay married to her?
Because like they told him, like, you were married to Wanda. He's like, oh, okay, so she's supposed to be my wife. Cool. He's a robot. You know, he's like, I'll do what I'm supposed to do.
That's true.
And he's like, okay, if she's my wife, then I'll be her husband. And she's like, you're different now. And he's like, what do I have to do to be what you want?
That sounds like him too.
And she's like, well, no, I don't have to tell you, like, blah, blah. And he's like, well, I can't operate if you don't give me a function, you know? Like, and she's like, you know what? We're over. Like, yeah. She's like, I can't do this anymore. And then Vision's like, okay, well, I guess I'll just work with the West Coast Avengers because I need to fucking do something, you know? Like,
yeah.
And who else was it he pointed out? There's a bunch of people he started pointing out, like, they're kind of setting up in movies. Oh, Black Knight. Okay. Who's going to make a cameo in Eternals. Mm-hmm. You know, Kit Harington, our boy Jon Snow.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, he's a West Coast Avenger too.
That's crazy.
Maybe they're fucking building that team. Maybe it won't be new Avengers. Maybe we won't get young Avengers. Maybe it'll be this fucking side team that sets up on a whole other fucking area with all the fucking leftover people.
Unless they do it like just a side TV show type of thing.
Or it could be that.
Yeah,
that you're right. They could be a show and the Avengers could be the movies. Mm-hmm.
That Disney Plus Avengers.
Right, like that'd be funny, and then that'd be funny if like everyone's like, you guys aren't the real Avengers though, you know, and like we have Hawkeye, like I say, you guys are the real Avengers. Yeah. That'd be kind of funny, actually. That'd be cool. But I guess that's the end of the news. AJ, what you got planned for your Focus Week?
Maybe continue messing around with my new arcade stick, see if I can make it more. It works. I mean, that's all I can ask for, but I just want to make it look cool. Maybe if I can. And then, yeah, just the usual. Play more Pokemon, so I'm back playing Pokemon. Play more of that. I just been kind of just watching these online tournaments going on in Pokemon, kind of got me hyped to kind of play the game again. And
Pokemon or what?
No, Pokemon.
Oh, regular Pokemon.
Yeah,
okay.
Just regular Pokemon. Maybe start breeding different Pokemons again, see what the new metas looks like right now and stuff. And then, I don't know, more Soul Calibur. Apparently, Reason wants to play some Tekken on over the weekend sometimes. So maybe I'll hit him up to play some Tekken. Smoke. I told him like you want to catch these Iron Fists. So.
Damn, you're about to fight the king.
So maybe I'll do some of that too.
Okay.
Fucking try to read those comics finally. I've been trying to read these comics. I just don't have time. But all those comics I picked up a couple of weeks ago, need to read that shit.
Yep. And for me, I want to finish Umbrella Academy, hopefully by the next Unfocused. Other than that, Better Call Saul has been great. I'm going to keep watching that. I love it. More X-Men, Dawn of X, House of X comics. I want to kind of keep reading those because they've been good. I've just been lazy. And then lastly, was there any movies I'm going to check out?
I might start watching Steven Universe.
Oh, yeah. You would like it a lot. It's pretty good. It's entertaining. You're going to be entertained beginning to the end, I think so.
Okay.
And it feels very SNES.
Hmm.
You'll know what I mean when you watch the first episode. You're like, I feel like this is like an SNES anime. If that may, which isn't a thing, but if there was such a thing as an SNES anime,
okay,
that would be Steven Universe. So I think you'll like it. I hope you do.
Yeah, I walked in on Carla watching it without me. I was like, the fuck?
She dared?
She was like, I'm on episode 2. I'm like, that means nothing. Why'd you even start?
Yeah, you started? You knocked everything off the table, right, woman?
That's what I should have done. Knocked something off. The fuck?
And then promptly sweep it up right afterwards.
Yeah, I'll get in trouble probably. You're right.
All right, guys. Well, that was Unfocused. We will see you next week. This was 274.
I feel like there's something we had to mention. No. All right. We're out.
Bye.
Bye. Yes. Bye. What button do I push? It's this one.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
Also, you can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts. or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocuspodcast@gmail.com.
Bye, Kay. On Collision 28 or on Focus, we have a Discord, collision28.com/discord, to join just for fun. Just saying.